Tuesday night, Or Lamed Nisan, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. I don't know, according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, I try to learn a little Mishnah Berurah here. According to these rules, you would really hardly ever make Hadama. It's very hard to imagine when you would make Hadama or Eitz on Bruch. The requirements are that it was planted for that purpose. To make the bracha for sure of Hadama or Ha'etz, it has to be boiled or soaked for 24 hours. Kavisha, not squeezed. So there goes juiced oranges. Let's say that I think beets is our best bet. If they grow beets with the intention of eventually cooking it and eating the beet with its juice or broth, whatever it would be called. What? Yeah. So if that's how it's planted, with the intention of cooking the beets and eating the beet and its juice, then when you eat just the juice, you make hadama. I don't know. I think people, if you look up in a Brachos book, what does it say for borscht? I always eat it during a meal. I don't think I ever ate borscht.
Usually, I would eat borscht, but it would be tofel. It wouldn't be ikar.
I mean, usually, yeah. if you see if the beets are there, that's what the kids are showing close to spoke at. If there are beets in the borscht, then you'll make hadama on the beet, and that'll cover the borscht, even if the borscht is hadama. But if you just bring borscht, and you know, some people don't like the beets. They say, you know, I don't want any beets in there, I just want borscht. So, beets are eaten raw?
No.
So it meets all the requirements, l'chora. So l'chora, borscht should be hadama. I hope it is. I mean, I hope you look up. I'm just trying to think, I drink borscht, but I only drink borscht on Pesach, and I always washed. My father used to eat shav, like green stuff, which looks terrible. Then when I grew up, I found out that shav is borscht, but it's with spinach. What borscht is to beets, shav is to spinach. Shav is borscht, but with spinach, not with beets. That's all it is. It's just with spinach. It just comes out looking like a green, disgusting thing. My father ate it with sour cream.
You could make that argument with, like, maybe stewed tomatoes, which comes with tomato juice.
If it's made, there are tomatoes that are planted for that purpose.
Mm-hmm.
See, So it's for the purpose of cooking it, and
right, because stewed tomatoes are cooked. Yeah.
But then you eat and it's made for eating the tomatoes with the juice or tomato juice. See, tomato juice is just juice.
Right.
If it's planted for the purpose of cooking the tomatoes and ending up with just juice, it's again only shahakol. It's like a weird thing. It has to be planted.
What about puree? Constantly, special tomatoes grown just for puree.
And it pours puree.
No, it's thick.
It's thick.
It clumps.
You
would make hadama. So why on soup? Some people make hadama on soup. Let's say pea soup. Why?
Because it's grind it. Mash it.
You mean because it has the vegetables in it?
Well, what a lot of people do is they put it into their food processor or their mixer or whatever blender. They put a whole bunch of vegetables in it and then end up drinking it because it's thick.
No, that's shakal. Unless it's pieces. That's a hard call. A lot of times it's a suffek or it's a machlokes or it's not clear. If it's clumpy, then apparently you make the hadama or ha'etz. If it's clumpy, if it's just very thick,
some people use 2/3 to 1/3.
Yeah. If it's just very thick, I'm pretty sure like it's machlokas. And it's a shaila. You're supposed to only eat it during a meal, where you avoid the question. Or you could make a shahakol on something else and a hadama or ha'etz, whatever the case may be, on something else. My father used to put applesauce on bread, because that's also an eight, so like you eat it with bread. Like instead of with a spoon, he ate it with bread. Because my mother made applesauce and it was very thick. If it's clumpy, you can make eights or hadama, as the case may be. But that's really clumpy. Okay. Yeah, we didn't understand. He said coffee and tea is shahakol, but he called it something of these lines. We didn't understand. Siv Gimel says that if you just cook it for the juice, then you might to make shahakol on the juice. And he gives coffee and tea as an example. But I realized today that, when I think of tea, I think of tea bags, which is wrong. The real tea is yumamish. You have the leaves in the tea, I think. And then you strain out the leaves. I think that's what he's talking about.
It's some water.
What?
Some boiled with water.
But is it the juice of the tea leaves?
Tea is dry. It's dehydrated.
And it seeps to the water. It extracts it from the leaves. The hot water extracts the...
Same thing
with
coffee.
It just extracts the taste and color?
Yeah.
Even in real tea, like in England, with the leaves?
Yeah, there's a leaf, the dehydrated leaves.
But the leaves are swimming around in the tea, no?
Unnecessarily. They have these little things.
Tea bags?
Tea bags, but they have this little...
Metal bulb.
Metal what?
Like a
strainer.
Tannenbaum metal walks TV. Around with that.
No, I never saw.
Walks around with this little metal thing inside.
Oh, it's like a little round, like an ice cream scoop type thing.
No, it has a cover on it.
Put a TV. It's like apple. TV. It's nice. Yeah, with holes in it. Yeah.
Metal teabag. Yeah.
That's all it is.
It's called steeping.
I guess steeping is like. So much of the tea goes into the water that it's called more than flavor. You still make shahakol, but his reason for making shahakol is because you're only doing it to drink the liquid. You're not doing it to eat. And you're only going to make adam if you're going to do both.
Okay.
Long stalk.
But coffee beans certainly, it must be that it's steeped so heavily and boiled so heavily that it's considered the juice of the coffee bean. It's not just giving flavor, I guess. But akoponim, it doesn't really matter because at the end of the day, you're only making charcoal anyway. I'd like to stay and learn more, but someone's waiting for me in Yerushalayim. I have to go. I made up to meet someone at 10:30. I'm sorry.
Okay. Continue on Thursday, right?
It's a chef. Well, Ari, can you collect these and put them?
I'll put them back there.
And wait, I have to. Wait, do you have a time? I'm afraid I'm going to.